you know, following Dr. Fauci, you know.
Oh, Russia. Fauci. Here, well, Chad, yeah, here. Gotta run. We can talk all day. Buddy. Appreciate it.
See you, Chad.
Oh, what a day. What a month. What a year. What in the world? More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back. Again, this hour, news and views have been brought to you by Dan Black Studios. 279-6036, 279-6036. Ask about 50% off on all those videotape transfers to a DVD or digital file, preserving those memories. Maybe give the gift of reminiscing together on Christmas Day. It's a great idea. Dan Black Studios. Again, 279-6036. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies or videos, and you've been wanting to have them converted to DVD? If so, we can help you. We've been in business for over 35 years here in Montgomery, and all work is done in our facility. Unlike some other companies that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Is your iPhone out of storage? We can transfer your videos and photos to files as well. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
An official message from Medicare.
So, did you try it yet?
Comparing plans? Oh, yeah. They sure can change year to year.
Well, I found lower prescription costs and historically low plan premiums.
Ooh, how about those new insulin savings? Hundreds of plans, $35 a month.
That'll save you money.
Comparing plans really pays.
Mm-hmm.
Compare plans from home at Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE. Open enrollment ends December 7th. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The Democrats' vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris puts campaign travel on hold through Sunday, with two people involved in her campaign testing positive for coronavirus. The British government announces new coronavirus restrictions in London.
People are to be banned from socializing indoors with anyone they don't live with.
I know that these measures are not easy, but I also know that they are vital.
British Health Secretary Matt Hancock says firm and decisive action is required.
Fox's Simon Owen. Judge Amy Coney Barrett is not there for day four of her Supreme Court confirmation hearing. After 3 days with her, members of the Senate Judiciary Committee are questioning witnesses today.
Democrats are bringing in a doctor who supports the Affordable Care Act and a mother of twins with pre-existing health conditions. Republicans have invited a retired federal judge as well as a former clerk for Judge Barrett. There will also be representatives from the American Bar Association.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. America's listening to Fox.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking.
Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This beautiful storm-free weather pattern continues for the next several days. And as a matter of fact, the nicest cool air of the fall season has yet to arrive. Today will be a little bit warmer with sunshine and a high temperature in the middle 80s. Tonight, mostly clear, not quite as cool. Overnight low 61. Now, tomorrow, the second cold front arrives. You'll feel the difference. It'll be a breezy day, high temperature only in the lower 70s, very fall-like. Overnight low temperature on Friday night in the mid-40s, maybe around 46. The weekend is picture postcard perfect with comfortable days and jacket weather nights. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. When there's a project to take on, you say bring it on. Just like Kubota Equipment from Capital Tractor. An orange army of one with you in command, turning a big job into no big deal. Kubota, Capital Tractor, and you. Together we do more. Montgomery and Brundage.
It's been quite a year. Stay-at-home orders, you gotta wear a mask, events canceled, and Halloween is just around the corner. If you're worried about your favorite spooky holiday not happening this year, listen to this.
David Ernest, Montgomery's most famous asset preservationist, presents a social distancing Halloween. Saturday, October 31st, from 1 until 3, David Ernest and the crew from the Health and Wealth Show will be in Cuco's parking lot. We'll have a special lane set up for you to drive through, and Halloween treats will be delivered to your car while we practice social distancing. Just listen to News Talk 93.1 FM weeknights from 6 until 7 for more details, or call 279-7431. Saturday, October 31st, Halloween at Cuco's parking lot. From 1 till 3, wear your PPE and it's absolutely free. Sponsored by Ernest Financial, LLC.
I'm Brett Lanham from Benjamin Moore New Look, and we couldn't have imagined how easy, affordable, and flexible advertising on the radio could be. It has been near effortless on our part. You could say our last 2 years have been the best in 10 because of a skyrocketing GDP. I say it's owed to Blue Water Broadcasting and their advertising staff.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
In just a second, we'll be going to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Let's first, though, go to Clint, who's been very patient. Hey, Clint.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey, you brought up a statement earlier, and I was thinking about that where you said it. You know, I'll probably watch more of Biden than I will Trump.
Because you want to see how he reacts to this breaking
news. Yes, sir. Exactly. I mean, Trump already has my vote.
Right.
I will vote for the president. And I know how he does on the stage.
Right. You know? Yeah, we know all too well.
So, yeah, I'm probably going to watch a little bit more of Biden. Just see if he sticks his foot back in his mouth again. Well, if he does, then I'll switch back to the president.
Well, knowing me, I'm going to record them both and watch them both. So we'll be covering it definitely tomorrow morning.
And hey, how about my coach, Nick Saban?
Yeah, Saban has COVID.
How do you test for that?
Oh, there are all sorts of...
If you have no symptoms, how do you test for it?
They have now these point-of-care, like, nose swab tests, and then those aren't perfect, so they do these things called PCR tests. It's like the big labs, and I think he's actually waiting on the big test.
So he may not be on the field Saturday night. So.
Possible.
I don't know.
Who knows, though?
He was diagnosed with it yesterday. Yeah. He'll pull a Trump.
Sir.
He'll be out there. He'll pull a Trump.
You think he'll be out there?
A couple days, and then he'll be... Well, Saban being Saban, honestly, I think he's got enough respect for folks that he wouldn't be out there, but he will be there somehow, some way, whether it's in a coaching booth or whether it's in a spacesuit. There's no way in the world he's not going to be... somehow have his hands on that game.
Well, he's probably just going to strike out.
I told my brother last night. My brother and I, we talked about it. So he's going to be there somehow. He may be there on the phone.
He might be in a spacesuit.
He's going to go into a deep meditative state in his home, and then he'll like turn his blood to fire, just burn out the coronavirus, and then he'll be back.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. He takes the Trump route.
Yeah. All that Buddhic practice.
All right, go talk to Mr. Bowles.
All right, thank you, Clint. Take care, Clint.
Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet, how are you?
I'm good. I got you on my iPad. I have a customer that I'm helping. If you'll give me 5 minutes, I'm going to do a quick radio ad, and I'll get back to you. Several things real quick to talk about. First and foremost, it's Dad's birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday!
Yeah, he's 74 years old. He's out actually picking up a lawnmower for Uncle Hamp right now. And I'm sure he's on the radio listening and saying, I wish you would quit telling people it's my birthday.
Happy birthday, Ronnie.
So if you get a chance, give him a call. Tell him happy birthday. Next question, football question. I know we're a political station, but football. Is this not the worst-case scenario for Georgia? Would you not hate to be where Kirby Smart's in? If you win, what did you do? You didn't beat Saban.
No, you didn't beat Saban. That's right.
And if you do win, it gives him all the power in the world to make sure you're not going to beat him again.
Yep.
With the boys. And if you lose, you could even beat him with Saban with six.
It's no win, Ray.
Yeah.
It's no win. I'm not saying that, but I do feel sorry for him. He is in a really bad predicament.
Well, and I'm sure Kirby Smart's going to be like, well, we're just going to play the game, you know, and in his head.
Yeah.
He's got all these thoughts you've just shared with us, right?
In his head, he's got to be the first one to beat the coach.
Yeah, I'm sure he's the first one calling and saying, Nick, what in the world? Why? Why couldn't you wait a week? Yeah, because at least Lane Kiffin can say, hey, I ran up the pool board.
Yeah, he did.
Now I couldn't beat him, but I got a lot of points on him.
But what I can't believe is if he has COVID, that defensive coach don't have it? Because I know he was in his face for a good long while after that game Saturday.
Yeah. It, like I said, I hate it. Well, I've been praying for him. I'm an Auburn fan, but I told my wife in Alabama, and she said, you just couldn't wait to tell me. Because I said, no, actually, I've been praying for Saban all day long with the family. I don't wish that for anybody. I want to get over it quickly and get back on the field as fast as I can.
But I feel so good about him. He's such a healthy guy, even though I'm an Auburn fan, too. He's such a healthy guy that
he'll be all right.
He'll be,
Yeah, he'll be back on it next Saturday. Yep. But listen, if y'all need a floor, give us a call. Our October sale starts today. So it's a two-week deal. If you're looking for a floor, call me, and I'll explain it to you. It's 285-8117.
Excellent.
For that free measurement.
Again, folks, Prattville Carpet, 285-8117. When you call them, be sure to ask about that sale and tell them you heard Ray Bowles here on News and Views from 9 till noon.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, thank you, Ray. Take care, brother.
We'll be back with more News and Views from 9 till noon, waiting on my co-host.
He's coming, Joey.
Jack Campbell.
He's getting his hair did right now.
Where are you, Jack?
He's brushing his hair, brushing his teeth, getting everything. Bugsy's getting ready.
Sometimes he's a little bit of a prima donna, and I know. It takes one to know.
I was going
to
say, you see that sweater you got on there, buddy?
You don't like it?
I love it. It's beautiful. It's very striking on you.
Anyway, more News and Views from 9 till noon when we come back. 272-9228 if you want to get on the program.
Hey, this is Steve Kirkpatrick for Big Block Designs. We are a state-licensed drafting company located here in Wetumpka. We draw residential and commercial blueprints for new builds, additions, remodels, or renovations. And that includes those as-builts or building mapping for those projects with no blueprints. So if COVID got you staying at home and you got that fever to remodel the kitchen, the bathroom, or the garage, or even start from scratch, then give us a call and let us draw what you dream. You can look us up on Facebook, Instagram, Alignable, or LinkedIn, or even our own website at bigblockdesigns.com. Have a better day.
Sweet Creek Farm Market, your local 7-day-a-week farmer's market, your headquarters for all of your produce needs. Sweet Creek also has the largest selection of pumpkins and pecans in town. The new crop of pecans is in. They've got chocolate-covered, candied, roasted, and salted, and everything in between. Join them this weekend at Sweet Creek Farm Market for their Arts and Crafts and Pumpkin Festival. It's fun for the whole family. Free entry. Buy fresh. Buy local. Buy Sweet Creek.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark, your host, Eddie, in the house, man of the phone.
Yes, sir. How you doing, Eddie? I'm doing good. How you doing, Joey?
I'm doing all right. I don't think I've ever worn a button-up with short sleeves before.
Oh, yeah?
I like it on you, though. I think, you've got a broad back.
Weak mind, strong back.
I didn't say anything about your mind. Don't sell yourself short.
I like to under-promise and then over-deliver.
Wait, is that like a Proud Boy uniform you got on there?
There's little campfire things on your chest.
There you see. Oh, I see the point. Yeah, you're going to burn things down.
Yeah.
But 272-9228, this is the second hour News and Views brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender. We'll tell you more about Alabama Home Mortgage, Kim Williams, and the whole team there coming up a little bit later in this hour of the program. But the story continues, and now there are more news items coming out about the crackdown by social media.
Okay.
And, for instance, here's a New York Times headline, YouTube cracked down on QAnon and several related conspiracy theories. The platform was one of the places that helped the movement spread. And, of course, Twitter, and I believe Facebook as well, but Twitter in particular, continues to censor more information coming out about Hunter Biden. They are now censoring this latest story this morning about the deal made between Hunter and certain Chinese energy executives, which, by the way, is now a defunct, bankrupt company.
Shocker.
No longer exists. I'm sure stuff still goes on in terms of energy in China. But
my guess is that quickly got liquidated because of what's coming here.
Yes. Yeah, the Chinese can be swift that matter. Yes. But when you look at what's going on, for instance, in China, with how they control their society, you look at how, say, Turkey, the little tyrant, neo-Ottoman tyrant there in Turkey, Erdogan, how he controls the press in his country.
Big time, man.
You look at what's going on even in Germany. So-called hate speech laws, where they're banning what is considered hateful. Now, you know, the Germans have a little bit of a history of being a little hateful.
Maybe they need the pre-correction.
Maybe, but I don't like it because that's actually mainstreaming. Government's very much monkey see, monkey do, copycats.
Mm-hmm.
And those sorts of rules regulating speech online are now making their way around Europe.
Mm-hmm.
If Facebook and Google, for instance, Twitter operate in the international space, how quickly do the rules imposed by certain governments, say in Europe or India or China or wherever, end up bleeding into the United States? And I'm sure there are all sorts of people here in the United States who would love to see that sort of control.
Well, that's just what the opposite of what places like China and communist countries are afraid of. By bringing in your Google and your Facebook, they're worried about the freedom factor bleeding in.
Right. Well, and, you know, folks are saying, how did it get this bad? You know, Caitlyn Jenner's on the TV.
Oh, good Lord, yeah.
The left's just winning so much.
Yeah.
And I don't think, in fact, they are. Or I'll put it this way, I don't think any of this is new.
Okay.
For instance, why is it that the New York Times, the Washington Post, ABC, NBC, CBS, other legacy media outlets, even like CNN, MSNBC, there's all sorts of these older press outlets, whether television or newspapers. Why were they so gung-ho in pushing Twitter and Facebook and social media in general to censor certain ideas? It's because that's the way it's been for probably 100 years.
Mm-hmm. Nothing's changed.
For too long in this country, and by too long, I mean a century, you have had an elite ruling class, excuse me, pardon me for calling them that, that say, yes, the voice of the people is the voice of God. The people rule, a government of, by, and for the people, as Lincoln said. Well, except for the people who are uneducated by our standards. Those people might still be able to vote, but we're the ones who have the right, the duty, and the right to control what is correct and proper opinion. If somebody's some uneducated, ignorant boob, we can't let them have a platform, and we'll decide what's uneducated. We'll decide who is or is not the boob.
So who makes that ultimate choice?
Well,
that decision.
The way it's been in this country is who controls the radio networks, who controls the TV stations, and that used to not be a big issue or difficult to pull off because you only had a few of them. Who controls the newspapers? And as the internet started to pop up, there was this dream that we'll be, these great citizens of the world. The internet will enlighten us.
Sure.
Information will be instantaneous. Well, that's not what's happened. In fact, what's happened is a lot of confusion. And everybody, no matter if they're educated or not. And again, we, the American ruling class, will define what is educated.
That's very true.
They now have a platform. And so this is why legacy media is pushing new media to crack down. They want their control back. They want the reins of control back. And Donald Trump, amazingly, has come to be more than just the man himself, a symbol of this rebellion against the elite, the ruling class, especially those in media, because Trump's a creature of that media market. He's a creature of that media nexus. And he had one of the top shows on NBC right. where he'll be tonight.
And he's as much as anybody else that we want to rebel against, he really fits the mold because he's got the money. He's got right. he's got everything somebody would want, but he's actually on our side.
So I'm coming back to, again, this message of hope. That what you're seeing, all these crackdowns, it's not good. It's not great. There does need to be, I think, slight reforms to how some of these companies are regulated. Just don't go too far, folks. Because often the game of regulating ends up giving too much power. In the name of controlling these companies start end up controlling markets against the intentions, the best intentions of those regulating from the government side. But there probably are precise ways to fix this issue. But the push to control information and control what the public sees so they're informed voters, informed by legitimate sources and legitimate prestigious media.
Who's in charge of those legitimate sources?
That's been going on, again, folks, for a century. And thank God, and this is why you should have hope, we now have other ways of talking to one another. We have ways of also seeing all the tricks they're pulling.
Yeah.
For instance, sexual preference is now a deeply offensive term.
Yeah, what?
Well, Merriam-Webster changed their definition, so it must be authoritative.
But it changed rather suddenly, didn't it?
Right, just to make Amy Comey or Coney Barrett look bad.
So at that, I saw that last night. And so instantly, me, I was like, all right, I'm done with Webster's. But right. who the heck do I get my dictionary stuff from no more? I mean, if Webster, who's...
But here's the deal. You saw it. You saw it.
Yes.
Everybody, you saw that Twitter manipulated these stories, that Twitter is banning these stories. You know the story.
Okay.
We're all talking about it. This stuff used to go on all the time, and you didn't see it. You didn't know better. This should give you hope. And it's bigger than just partisan bias.
Right.
It's not just a bias. It's an agenda that we are the pure and chosen few and we need to control this country and how the people think about their country. It's been going on for too long, and thank God people are starting to see through it because we now have the technology or something like that old TV show used to say. 272-9228. Let's go to John D. Hey, John.
Hey, John.
Hey, guys. Scary conversation you're having. I agree with all of it.
I'm very hopeful, like I said.
Well, it's scary in a way because 1984 has arrived.
Yeah.
And
down the memory hole.
Up, right. Up is down. Down is up. I think trying to enforce, in the 90s, maybe beginning in the 80s, we called it political correctness, mm-hmm. and now it's just morphed into semi-totalitarian. And I used to hate listening to talk radio to people that talk like I'm talking now. I'm thinking, yeah, you believe in UFOs,
yep. and,
you know what I mean, and you don't pay income taxes. And, you know, tell me what else you got, okay? But I look at this stuff, and I'm like, these people, I guess to sum it all up, they are intolerant. You know?
Yes. Well, it's a means of control too. That if you don't know the correct words to say and the correct terms to use, then it even if you're not punished for it, it shows that you're not in the group, in the big club, as George Carlin would say. And this is why, by the way, right. the terms and the words keep getting changed. Because eventually, right. people in the everyday public go, oh, yeah, I understand the words now. So they change the words so they can continue to show I'm on the inside mm-hmm. and these people are on the outside.
Right. And, like, for example, right now, being a white Christian male who goes to church and believes in the Second Amendment, that's you got a big target on your back, you know? Now, they would say, well, turnabout's fair play because people like you were in the majority, you know, and now, you know, see how it feels. Well,
you know, one day when you're dealing with people that don't have a set of moral values that are firm and fixed, in other words, we always believed, really, I guess, we had a corporate Judeo-Christian ethic in this country. And we also had people that believed in the Constitution. But I think, what was it, Robert Bork wrote a book called Coercing Virtue.
Hmm.
And really, that's what they're doing now. And of course, they define what virtue is, right?
Right.
In other words, look, and I'm kind of rambling here, but to sum it all up, Nancy Pelosi's outburst to Wolf Blitzer,
yeah.
combined. I mean, you know, in other words, you don't feed these people. We do.
Right.
My
we feed
God.
The poor. We feed the poor.
I swear to God, if she was my mom, I would take her to a psychologist and say, can you give her some medicine for this? This is nuts, Grandma. Okay?
If necessary, Doc, we might have to go the Joe Kennedy route.
Right.
Exactly. You're right. Let's do a lobotomy. No. And by the way, Nancy, don't. You're worth $100 million, okay? So you can have all the poly grip you can afford, all right? Let's keep those choppers in. No, when you watch that with the Judiciary Committee, I think this may be a blessing in disguise for Trump, because it exposed these people as morally superior know-it-alls who want to coerce us into doing what they think is right. My goodness, fellas, if this country was founded on one thing, it was the opposite of that, right?
Yes. All right.
My goodness. Hey, I love it. You're speaking truth to power. Keep it up.
Thank you, John
Bye.
D.
Bye. Later, John D.
272-9228. Again, this hour news and views brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. You know, we've been talking about, just to tease what we're going to be discussing coming up, and I hope Jack joins us soon, because I'm sorry, I get a little frustrated.
I see that.
Jack!
I still go for that. I think we should consider a dog collar.
Yeah, so we could buzz him.
Well, yeah, like when he rolls out of the scene, when you need him back.
But did you see the latest angle for selling the property tax increase?
Yeah, it about made me vomit. Like,
essentially, the idea, folks, is that if we don't raise property taxes to make the schools a little more better, then we might lose the Air Force base.
I have so much to say about that.
Well, before you do.
I know.
272-9228. What do you think? Do you think we'll lose Maxwell Gunner if we don't increase the property tax? 272-9228. Does that convince you to vote yes? 272-9228.
No.
We'll be right back. More news and views from 9 till noon after this quick break.
Touch your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Crosby Electric is hiring construction electricians and service electricians immediately for work in Central Alabama. And we need electrical assistance too. Join our drug-free team. Receive industry superior benefits while working alongside other competent electrical professionals. Are you currently underemployed? Are you tired of bouncing from job to job? The conversation's free. So what do you have to lose? Apply at Indeed.com or call Crosby Electric for a confidential consultation. We need electricians, so let's talk. Apply at Indeed.com or call Crosby Electric today.
Hey, this is David Little from Tucker Pecan Company. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 10 years now, and the results have been amazing. Every day, we have new customers that come in that have heard us on all the different radio stations that we advertise on. If you want to help your business grow, the best way to do it is through radio advertising through Blue Water Broadcasting. They do a great job in promoting our business and helping us grow our business, and hopefully they can help you grow your business too.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. This part of the program brought to you by Troop, Booth, and Heirloom Jewelers. Folks, if you're looking for some fine antique jewelry pieces, whether rings or bracelets, earrings, nice necklace, maybe a great watch.
A brooch,
yeah.
Seen some beautiful brooches on there.
Well, you can check out what they currently have in stock on their brand new revamped website.
Mm-hmm.
HeirloomJewelers.com. It's that simple. It's just the name. HeirloomJewelers.com. You can make an appointment there to stop by the showroom on the website, or you can also call Troop Booth at 260-0066, 260-0066. And right now, Troop Booth is looking to buy from you. So if you have old antique jewelry items, pieces that you no longer wear and you're willing to part with for the right dollar amount, then you need to make an appointment. Bring by your jewelry. Troop will give you an appraisal, and if you agree to the value then and there, you get paid right then and there, whether it's top-end finished pieces or even if it's so-called junk scrap jewelry pieces. You can get a pretty penny for both sets of items. And also, if you're looking to buy, whether to treat yourself, surprise that significant other, maybe it's a big event, big special occasion, whether Christmas or a birthday or maybe a special anniversary, when you need antique jewelry pieces, one-of-a-kind, handcrafted pieces, Troop Booth is the guy to go see. He has an incredible selection, mostly because of his expertise, and also because of that expertise, an incredible selection at an incredible price. Again, that number, 260-0066, or go to HeirloomJewelers.com. Heirloom Jewelers and Troop Booth, great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228, if you want to talk to us, let's go to the phones and talk to Andy.
Andy?
Good morning, fellas. Hope you're doing well.
I'm doing quite well. I'm going a little nuts. All these bombshells going off around us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just hope General Patton doesn't smack me.
Well, you just said something before the break. So if we don't vote on this property tax, we could possibly lose some Air Force bases here in Montgomery.
That's according to the hype of the article, yes.
And the mayor.
Yeah.
Let's see. Well, you know, from what I gather, the word is already out. People around the country, they're in the Air Force. When they find out they're coming to Montgomery, that's the first thing they talk about is our schools, mm-hmm. our education. And I'm pretty sure that the government allows these people to come visit and look at Montgomery. Anybody can get online and look now. But, I mean, really, is that going to change anything?
No.
People want to come to Montgomery in the military right now for years. That's not a hidden secret.
Right.
And where's the money at that was supposedly passed for this water park that was going to try to keep them here? Where's that money at? Or what's the status on that?
Kind of going down the river, ain't it?
Yeah. So, I mean, has anybody come out and said anything about that?
Not recently, the water park.
No.
Yeah. Well, you remember we were sold on that.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? So go ahead and agree for all these millions of dollars for this water park, and that'll keep them here, and we'll all be happy.
Were we sold on that, or was that just rammed down our throats?
More of that.
That was rammed down our throats.
There we go. So, now they're trying to sell us on this property tax deal, which I'll be the first one. I'm a landlord. I agree that property taxes are horribly low here in Montgomery. Or not horrible. I'm a landlord. I love it. But our education system is horrible. I just do not trust them with the money that we're going to give them. There's no plan. There's no one person that we can say, hey, you screwed this up. Now you are fired. It goes to these dang committees, and I'm over all that. You trust me, do well with the money, then let's talk. But here's another thing Joey and I were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
How many teachers showed up? The first day we know 300 were out. What's happened since then? I think they got so much negative feedback because they're wanting more money, but they also got a story of teachers not showing up for work that they kind of put the kibosh on how many teachers are showing up and not showing up.
Well, if you look, and y'all are smart men, okay? If you look at any major Democratic city across this country, you look at Detroit, Michigan, okay?
You look. Let's look at Birmingham. Mm-hmm. Let's look at Selma. Okay. You look at any Democratic city that has gone down the tubes. The very first thing that disappeared or eroded away was the education system.
Mm-hmm.
And how many hundreds of millions of dollars was dumped into these cities? Look at Detroit, Michigan. Look at Chicago, Illinois. Every year, I'm talking hundreds of millions of dollars. Montgomery is going down that same road as we speak, y'all. They're wanting more money. They want to dump it into a lost cause. All right? Write it off and be with it. Montgomery is done. It's done. I mean, y'all can paint a rosy picture all you want that Montgomery's going to do okay, you know, and this and this. But I'm telling you, Montgomery has fell off that slippery slope. It has. I mean, anybody can look at I-65, look at I-85 in the morning from 5:30 till 9 o'clock in the morning, and then stand out there at around 4 o'clock. You'll see exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
People come here, they work, they make their money, and they leave.
Yep.
And the money's not spent here in Montgomery no more. But why? Because they go to Prattville, they go to Wetumpka,
mm-hmm.
they go to Millbrook, they go to Auburn now, they go to Pike Road. Why? Because the education system is better, and guess what? It's working, and people are being held accountable. That's
right.
Not happening in Montgomery, and
no.
It's not going to happen.
Well, Andy,
I don't trust them as far as I throw them.
Amen, brother.
Appreciate the call.
Take care, Andy.
272-9228. Let's go to Steve. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Steve.
Good. Hey, good morning, Eddie and Joey, and wherever Jack may be.
Yeah, Jack, where are you? Jack!
He may be with his helper. You know, he always needed a helping hand. But anyway, the last caller was playing the violin as the Titanic goes down.
Mm-hmm.
The mayor coming out and saying this about the base, I mean, it's just a crock.
Exactly.
Back in the day, the blue school buses
mm-hmm.
from Maxwell Air Force Base used to line up at Lanier,
mm-hmm.
Lee, and Jeff Davis, and they would unload the children from the base. That's been gone for years. Those kids go to the other school systems, and now they work the deal out. Maxwell has with Pike Road, so they're going to be coming to Pike Road. They've been going to other school districts or private schools. So the,
right.
You know, the personnel, the officers, the majors, they're not sending their kids to Montgomery Public Schools. So that's a big bunch of crock.
Mm-hmm.
What the mayor needs to be concerned about losing the base, is people getting shot driving to and from or going into a restaurant, getting robbed,
yep.
or their car getting broken into while they're running in to get something at the store while they're in Montgomery. And that's what the mayor needs to be worrying about.
Amen, Steve.
There you go.
I mean, we did have a business in Montgomery. I think it's since shut down. But military people were barred from going there.
Oh, yeah.
And so whenever you've got that kind of thing in a military city, and we are a military city, I don't care how people put it, there. You can't have that. You kind of got to go along to get
along. Wait, are you talking about a business that, like, would stay open till like, 2 in the morning? And
I don't think they closed, to be honest. I know they made a great ribeye there one night at, like, 2 in the morning.
You think it was a ribeye or just all that whiskey?
I needed something to soak that up.
As the last caller said, I've got a very close family member that's in the Air Force. And the word is out all over this country for people not to transfer. Do whatever you got to do. Leave your family, but don't come to Montgomery because of the school system, and it's not safe. And you know, you need to knock out the safe thing. You know, you people are going to have to feel safe. And you know, you can try to sell this thing about the base leaving because of the school system, but it's just not factual.
Right.
Y'all have a good day.
Thank you, Steve.
And don't we have some F-35 coming in?
We do.
So we didn't get to mention that in the article.
F-35 program.
Right.
272-9228. Again, this hour of news and views brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Folks, if you haven't refinanced in years, you need to call Kim Williams
today.
In particular, call Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage because they're a great local shop to handle that. They cannot be beat on rates. They're a wholesale lender. That means wholesale pricing. So many folks have called us. Listeners have used Alabama Home Mortgage, and they've saved hundreds of dollars over the course every month, thousands of dollars when you add that up over a year. You skip that first payment, and instead of dealing with some big bank or credit union using some app, no, you can use folks that you trust, folks that are easy to work with, down to earth. It's a simple phone call. 567-4223 is the number for Alabama Home Mortgage. 567-4223. You can also go online to myalabamahomemortgage.com. Whether you're looking to refinance as an everyday person, everyday citizen here in Alabama, but especially you veterans, right now Alabama Home Mortgage has a great deal through the EARL program for veterans. That I believe the special deal ends November the 11th. So right now, if you're in a VA home loan mortgage, you can get an incredible refinance down into the twos, really saving a lot of money. So take advantage of that. And if you're a potential first-time home buyer, Kim Williams is a great guide to walk you through the home buying process. All starts with pre-approval. So y'all check out Alabama Home Mortgage today, and be sure to tell Kim Williams and the whole team that you heard about him here on News and Views from 9 till noon. Again, that number, 567-4223, 567-4223, NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. Coming up, we'll continue to talk about, hey, are you worried we'll lose the Air Force base if we don't raise the property tax? And I want to get into how Dan Rather, you remember that guy?
Who?
Dan Rather.
Who?
The old anchor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's a dumbass. We'll be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's cleaning service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Well, hi, everybody. This beautiful storm-free weather pattern continues for the next several days. And as a matter of fact, the nicest cool air of the fall season has yet to arrive. Today will be a little bit warmer with sunshine and a high temperature in the middle 80s. Tonight, mostly clear, not quite as cool. Overnight low 61. Now, tomorrow, the second cold front arrives. You'll feel the difference. It'll be a breezy day, high temperature only in the lower 70s, very fall-like. Overnight low temperature on Friday night in the mid-40s, maybe around 46. The weekend is picture postcard perfect with comfortable days and jacket weather nights. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. We can convert your home movies and videos, as well as slides and photos, to digital files and DVD, whether it's VHS, Betamax, or any other home video format. We can also transfer your photos and videos from your iPhone as well, freeing up valuable storage. And if your new car doesn't have a CD player, we can convert your favorite tunes to a USB drive. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Kingback Ranch and Event Center is gearing up for our fall festival, and you're invited. October the 24th from 3 to 8 p.m. There will be fall treats, fun games, contests, and much more. Hook up to your camper or rent a cabin on our 125 acres of rolling hills and lakes, and welcome in the fall. Admission is $7. Kids under 3 are free. The Kickback Ranch Fall Festival, October the 24th from 3 to 8 p.m. Go to kickbackranch.net for more information or call 286-4140.
With UnitedHealthcare Medicare Advantage plans, there's so much to take advantage of, like $0 copays on preventive dental care.
Wow.
Plus, the nation's largest Medicare dental network.
Wow.
It's time to take advantage. To learn more, visit AdvantageWow.com. That's AdvantageWow.com.
$0 cost share for in-network preventive dental care. Specified services only. Benefits vary by plan and area. Limitations and exclusions apply. Network size varies by market.
Wow.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. We'll take a call about what's going on with Joe Biden and his son Hunter, but we're also talking about the threat, the suggestion that was made yesterday that if we don't increase funding for the schools by increasing property taxes, then we might lose our military assets here in the River Region. What do you think? 272-9228. Let's go to the phones and talk to Ronnie. Hey, Ronnie.
Yeah, hey, guys. Look, real quick, I just want to add about the threats out there for the Air Force Base. You know, they just finished the high school out there on Maxwell, so now they have a K-12 school out there on Maxwell, and all the kids that live on base, Gunner and Maxwell, go to that K-12 DOD-run school because the Air Force wanted to take the issue of the public schools of Montgomery, out of the equation.
Right.
So, you know, they got their own school system now. And so I don't even know where the mayor's coming from with this threat.
Well, it's just another angle to try to convince folks to vote yes. And
fear.
I don't think it's very convincing, given all the calls we've gotten so far, Ronnie.
No, well, look, guys, thank y'all, and maybe something will come out of this Hunter Biden thing, but see how the way the FBI has sat on this thing for over a year, and absolutely nothing came out of it. You know, if President Trump gets reelected, and I so hope he does, the first thing he needs to do on November 4th is start dismantling the entire FBI. It's just that organization it's done. It's done.
Well, I appreciate the call, Ronnie, and the kids in the background.
Tell the kids I said, hey.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm sorry, guys. I got my granddaughter. She's singing back there.
You tell her she sounds great.
Thank you,
guys,
Ronnie.
Have a good day.
You too, buddy.
272-9228. Curmudgeon.
Good morning.
Morning.
Tell me, to me, the two biggest problems of Montgomery Public Schools is nepotism and corruption.
I thought it was the name of the schools, Curmudgeon.
Yeah, it's like, you know, raise the price of teachers. Oh, my daughter's got that degree. She can do it, you know. Under Obama, and I'd love for somebody from the MPS to call in on this. Under Obama, you know, when Michelle got involved with schools, they did away with sugar drinks and carbohydrates and moved the machines out of the building.
Mm-hmm.
Over at Carver, the principal over there set up a room for the coaches to sell snacks out of. I saw a letter from one of the teachers complaining that the coaches are stuffing 20s in their pockets, and the students are allowed to miss class if they're in the shop buying Cokes and candy. Now, what principal would allow something like that to go on, knowing that the whole, you know, you got the education department doing away with this stuff? You know, that's the kind of corruption that goes on.
Right.
And just guess what? The principal over there happens to be one of the ex-son-in-laws of one of our ex-board members. You know, that's all it is nepotism and corruption, and no money will fix that.
Well, I hear you loud and clear, Curmudgeon.
Amen, brother.
Well, thank you. And, you know, everybody else has to, you know, where the stuff goes on. I've seen pictures of in the hallway of oral sex being given.
Oh, good God.
By the students. And if you don't believe it, just check around. Ask some of the teachers and people what goes on in these schools anymore.
Well, that's
but
a
if
scandals.
You had a daughter, I mean, if you had a daughter, you could send her to one of these public schools.
Well, I appreciate the call, Curmudgeon. 272-9228. Let's go to Red Top.
That's two curmudgeons in a row. I hope you guys can take it.
I think I'll be all right.
You know.
But if those sorts of things are going on in public schools, I kind of regret going to Catholic now.
You miss much.
Oh, man. And, you know, we've been hearing this crap about schools since before I was born. And, you know, when the Air Force sends you somewhere, they don't ask you if you like school. You get stationed somewhere. No more than they ask the guys if they like the schools if in Afghanistan if they send them over there.
Yeah, they didn't ask my dad, hey, do you think your family's going to love being shipped to Izmir, Turkey? Or,
yeah.
They said, hey, guess where y'all are going?
Izmir, Turkey.
you know, this is severe crap. The F-35 has nothing to do with the Air Force bases. That's the Air National Guard at Danley.
Right, but my thought is, if we're afraid we're going to lose the Air Force base because we're not bringing enough money in for schools, they don't have that same issue with National Guard people? This F-35
that has nothing
program?
That has nothing to do with it. This is strategic.
Right.
National strategy, guys. On top of that, the Air National Guard in the Iraq War had a 98% kill rate on dropping their bombs. There wasn't anybody in the U.S. Air Force or any other National Guard unit in the country that could come close to Montgomery's unit right here. I don't know if you guys even were aware of that.
No, I've known for a while we've had an impressive unit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. And one of my guitar students from Forbes is the only female crew chief in the Alabama Air National Guard.
Yeah.
She has an F-16 where she's in charge of.
Wait, is she single?
Yes.
Okay. Good to know.
She's a little old for you, Joey.
That mattered to Joey.
4 years old.
Shut up, Eddie.
Joey loves.
Shut up, Eddie. You shut your mouth. Your stupid Proud Boy uniform you got on.
And you know, guys,
short sleeves.
I may be a little behind on some of this local stuff because I've been listening to the Amy Comey Barrett for the past 3 days. I listened to all of it. And
how's she doing today? Have you heard anything today?
Oh, there's nothing today because the hearings are over.
Oh, that's right. They're over.
Well, right now they're doing expert witnesses. But you led me where I wanted to go, Red Top. Dan Rather, you remember that jackass?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Well, he's not just a jackass. He's a dumbass. Listen to this comment. If you want to be an originalist in law, you know how Amy Coney Barrett is. If you want to be an originalist in law, maybe you should go all the way. Cooking on a hearth, leeches for medicine, an old mule for transportation. Or maybe you can recognize the world changes. I'm Dan Rather.
Well, the leeches
when I go to sit down and take a crap, I put my elbow in the toilet. Idiot.
You know, the leeches for medicine are probably better than some of the treatments they give you these days. He's right on that part. But, you know, these are all dinosaurs. And, you know, very quickly, the news about Hunter Biden is not being reported nowhere, buddy. I say most people don't even know about this thing at all. There's no reporting on it anywhere in any news on any outlet that I have. So I don't think it's going to be an issue because nobody's going to know about it. And none of these young kids give a damn about Hunter Biden. No, let's face it. We'll have a lot of news about a large car rally we have coming up on November 1st, but as details come in, I'll let you guys know. And this afternoon, I'll try to get in with Dan. And I spoke with the Capitol Police and the city of Montgomery about rallies and permits and all that. I'd like to let you guys know.
Good deal.
About it.
Thank you, Red Top.
Thank you, guys.
Take care, Red Top.
272-9228. Amy.
Yes, I just wanted to say, you know, I am so sad what Donald Trump is doing to our country. He's trying to break democracy. Can't trust the vote. Can't trust the vote. And you know what? Republicans, all they care about is big corporations and the rich people. Mm-hmm. And they dangle choice and they're going to take your guns away. And they dangle that in front of the Republicans, so they'll keep them. But they don't care about the people. All they care about, and it shows by their policy, rich people and corporations. And this investigate the investigators, it's a big nothing burger. I knew it's going to be a half. Everybody knows it's going to be a big nothing burger who keeps up with the real news and doesn't watch it, the right-wing media. I don't know how y'all can keep supporting Trump. He owes $400 million to somebody. Who does he owe that money to?
How does he owe any money to anybody?
He what?
What money does he owe to somebody? His business?
He personally owes $400 million to somebody. And
how do you know that? I mean, you know that for a fact? Are you holding the paperwork? Or are you just reading in the news? Or how do you get your information?
Well, I he never denied it. And his
so you don't have any concrete proof. You're just throwing it out there.
He never denied what the Times put out about his taxes. He did not deny it. Paid $750 in taxes. And he gets sick and he gets a care that nobody else in the world would get. And he's high on steroids. That's why he was high on. And, you know, oh, he's going to put a Superman T-shirt on and then bust out like he was, well, you know, like he was Superman. You know who did that? My son did that. And when he was 4 years old, he did that when he went to kindergarten.
Well, Amy,
that's exactly what Trump acts like.
Amy, I just have to say the dogma lives loudly within you. And I'm not talking about Roman Catholicism. And
I love my country.
And I know. I know you do. I know you do.
Then you say something. These people have lied.
You haven't said anything. I've not let you say a word. You've not talked for a few minutes.
These people have lied and lied and lied about the Democrats. Everything Donald Trump accuses somebody of, he's doing, plans to do, or has already done. He's crippled the post office. Literally.
Whoa, Amy, you're a lovely person. And like I said, the dogma lives loudly within you. And I'm not talking about Roman Catholicism. 272-9228. 272-9228. Bama lineman.
Yeah, I just wanted to call about the, it's always fun following someone like that. But anyway, the fact that if they don't get the property tax thing and the Maxwell's going to leave or something could, that's just a bald-faced lie. I happen to live in a neighborhood in Prattville that has a lot of military people live there, which we have a lot of those all over Prattville. But I talked to them, and they, you know, years ago, they used to have to send their kids to school there in Montgomery.
Right.
And now it come from their own mouth. They said now that we're able to live off base and go to places like Prattville and Millbrook and Wetumpka and still be at, you know, work on the base, we can send our kids to a good school. So, yeah, that's just a lie.
Right. Then it's just when I saw it, I'm like, oh, that's an interesting angle. They tried to pull at the heartstrings, like these kids don't have any choice, which my response is, well, let's give them choices. But no, we just have to make the one monopoly better. They should have no choices, and we need to take more of your money. And if that doesn't convince you, the military base is going away. It's just crap.
Yeah, and I can't believe he just come out with that. You know, just a bald-faced lie. I mean, even the military will tell you, the people that live around these places, we can send, you know, if we live off base, we can send our school, our kids to school wherever we want to.
Yep.
But, well, I hated to follow the crazy one, but anyway, hey, I just wanted to get that out there.
It's okay. She can't help it.
All right, thank you.
Take care.
272-9228. Oh, look at the time.
Yeah.
Look at the time. James, Cranky, Flower Child, Chris, all of you, hold your positions. We got to hit our top of the hour break. Again, this hour, News and Views brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.